Hey everybody, thanks for joining me. I'm Mike Walensky, part of the team that runs Tempest Transport. Today, I'm going to begin a three-part series on how you can increase your earnings by maximizing your availability. That is, the amount of time you're available for dispatch to send you load assignments. The more loads they can send you, the more loads you can run. The more loads you can run, the more money you're going to make. There are three key areas to focus on. First is properly taking care of your truck. Second, planning your home time. And three, time management and trip planning. How long does it take you to run each loaded mile? When these three things are put together, you can average an extra load every week. That's over 50 loads every year, and it's the difference between scratching out a living and prosperity in the expedite industry. Today, I'm going to talk about taking care of your truck. We'll talk about home time and time management and trip planning in the coming weeks. To start, you need to understand what's important about expedite freight. When a customer places an order for an expedite truck, there is a very quick turnaround from the time that call comes in to when the truck shows up at the shipper's dock. As a driver, it's your job to be ready to roll. So when you get that call from your dispatcher, you can get moving right away. If you have to tell your dispatcher you're not ready to go, they're going to look for another option to cover that load. So keep your truck in top shape. Your pre-trip and post-trip inspections are critical to your success. Not only are they required by law, but it's where you find hazards and get them fixed before they become problems. It's much better to fix a burnout headlight while you're sitting at a truck stop than it is to have the DOT officer put you out of service at a weigh station. Now you have a problem. Recently, I've seen a few common problems among all of our trucks, and the drivers that were equipped to deal with them fared much better than the ones that were stuck sitting waiting for a roadside service truck. Keep a close eye on your coolant level. A lot of trucks are very sensitive to their coolant level. This is done to protect the engine. If the level drops below that minimum line, the truck will trigger a red stop engine light, and it's only going to give you enough time to pull over to the side of the road. It's very sensitive. Parking on an incline or leaning to the left or the right, when you're close to that minimum line, that can be enough to push the truck over the edge and it triggers that red stop light. Now it's a simple fix. Add more coolant. If it's leaking out somewhere, you've got to fix the leak. But being able to add the coolant and getting it filled back up will at least let you get off the side of the road. Another common problem is sludge growing in the truck's fuel system. Most of the fuel available today is a biodiesel blend. This biodiesel actually has living organisms in it, and algae can grow in this biodiesel fuel. When this algae grows, it starts to clog up the fuel tank, and it'll clog up your fuel filters. You'll need to use an anti-sludge fuel additive to prevent it from clogging your fuel filters. Make sure you look for an additive that specifically states it treats fuel sludge. Don't get this confused with fuel gel, which is frozen diesel fuel. This is sludge, which is algae growing in your fuel system. Drain your fuel water separator every time you fuel your truck. Now, if you haven't done this before, you'll need to first locate the fuel water separator. There's two main types. One will have a clear plastic dome. You can see a filter in there, and you'll see fluid in there. The other kind will be a solid metal piece that you can't see through. It looks a lot like a fuel filter. In either case, they're typically mounted on the frame rail on the driver's side of the engine, and there'll be a thumb screw at the bottom that you can loosen and tighten. When you loosen it, you'll see fluid start to drain out. At first, it'll be a clear fluid. It's mostly water. After the water drains out, it'll turn to a greenish-yellow color, and that's fuel starting to drain out. As soon as it turns to that greenish-yellow color, you want to close it back up and stop the draining. At that point, you've drained the water out of the fuel water separator, and you're keeping that water from getting into your engine, from getting into your injectors, where it's going to cause more problems. Avoid service calls by being prepared for roadside events. All too often, we'll get a call from one of our drivers that he was driving down the road and all of a sudden the red stop engine light came on. Most of the time, this is that coolant problem. If there was no other symptoms, there was no check engine light, it's typically the coolant drop below that minimum level. If the driver has coolant with him, he can solve the problem himself. Wait for the engine to cool down and add some coolant. If he's not carrying the coolant, we're now stuck with a truck on the side of the road and we've got to get a service truck to come out there and help him. So make sure you're carrying that extra coolant, carry extra oil. I like to carry extra washer fluid as well. I also like to get one of those socket sets that they're typically around 100 pieces or so. It has the sockets, it has the wrenches, Allen wrenches, all the different bit drivers, and it comes in that plastic molded case where everything snaps into place and you can close it up and it's going to keep everything organized. Those are great to carry with you on your truck. Also, spare fuses, lights, replacement belt, wiper blades, all that kind of stuff. Keep those extra things on the truck. They can help you if you get into a jam. Finally, make sure you're keeping up with the routine maintenance on your truck. I recommend developing a relationship with a home shop, either somebody close to your home where you take your home time, or if you find yourself in a particular city often and you can find a shop there that you can get to frequently, get to know the techs there, build a rapport with them, earn their trust. They can really help you spot hazards before they become problems. When you're getting your oil changed and the tech goes under your truck to drain the oil, have him look at the underside of your truck. He can spot a brake line rubbing on the frame or a wiring harness that's starting to fray or become disconnected. It's a lot better to get those things fixed while you're there in the shop than having them cause you a problem out on the road. Thanks again for joining me. I hope you'll find some of these tips on how taking care of your truck can lead to more uptime, more loads for you, and a bigger bottom line at the end of the year. Next time, we'll talk about using home time to maximize your availability. And if you have any suggestions for your fellow drivers on how you take care of your truck, please leave them in the comments section. Rolling all along.